Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
As I reflected on the gospel passage for today, a story that I've shared many times in my work in ministry came to mind. The story was a time when my son, he was in grade school, he was learning about money and kind of how much things cost. And he came home, and that night he just kind of asked us pretty point blank. He said, "Dad, how much does the house cost?" And my wife and I kind of looked at each other, and we just said, "Son, it's a lot of money, but we're glad that we get to do it for you. We're glad that we get to provide this house for you, but it costs a lot of money." And he pressed on. He said, "How much? Just tell me how much it is." And we didn't end up telling him. But I just remember, and I don't remember how the rest of the conversation went, but I remember the next morning waking up and I was doing my prayers on the couch. And my son kind of was in his room for a while, and he came out and he handed me $2 and said, I said, "What is this for?" And he said, "This is to help pay for the house." And I remember as a father just kind of thinking, like, I don't want you to be concerned about this. I don't want you to be concerned about how much these things cost right now. But as he began to grow and he began to understand and in a sense take a weight of that burden on himself, he grew in generosity and love. So I find this coming to mind because today we have the gospel passage of Jesus telling his disciples to forgive 77 times. And in the passage, we have a servant who was forgiven by his master, who went out and started choking another servant who owed him a much smaller amount. And there's this moment I was struck as I was reading this passage where that person falls to his knees. The servant who owes the small amount to the other servant falls on their knees. They experience the tension, the weight of what is owed, the burden of that's being carried. And I'm struck by this passage today of kind of the ease of the challenge from Jesus to forgive so much. There's this weight, there's this burden, there's this cost of what that forgiveness entails that Jesus knows very well, but he seems to just kind of so freely offer it, as he says to forgive not seven, but 77 times. Now, this is a burden that we too need to come to find freedom in, to be able to more freely say yes, to forgive 77 times. This is why I love relationship, why I love marriage, why I love children. Because over a lifetime, you get to experience what it means to forgive someone 77 times. Not only that, but to be forgiven 77 times. And I think there's this unique kind of place, I guess, with forgiveness where we come to understand the gift of the cost. We come to understand the gift of the cost of forgiveness. Just as my son got to understand the gift of the cost of what it meant to experience a little taste of the burden that came through my mortgage payments, we too, as we can come to experience the cost of forgiveness, it hurts sometimes to forgive. I've had people in my life in even the last 5 or 6 years that I've went through an agony in a sense of like begging God to free me from the frustration that I had with them. The patience that we have to have with people, the grace we have to extend them has a cost to it. And in this passage, we get to see this servant of the servants essentially recognizing the cost and going down on their knees. May we too be patient and forgiving, that we would recognize the gift of the cost of forgiveness through Jesus, and we too would forgive like Jesus does. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your endless mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness, for your willingness to forgive at all times, for your patience and kindness towards us. Lord, give us the grace of a glimpse into the cost of that forgiveness, that we might come to know the gift that it is to receive that gift and to share that gift with others. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.